All right, I'm an Alex. My name is Kate.
Hey.
I thought I was getting it off light, and it was a late night, and I get a smaller room, but not so much. Okay, so I thought I would give us a little bit of context. So now we know that the time has come when that tired old lie, once an addict, always an addict, will no longer be tolerated by either society or the addict itself. We do recover. So, the first line in the chapter, recovery begins with surrender. From that point, each of us is reminded that a day clean is a day one. So for me, I got clean in 2009, December 1st. That was 2 days after I rolled up into rehab because I kind of used all the way up until the door. So, you know, I used drugs. We all did. And for me, rehab was just so painful. I had gone in just to, like, make everyone happy. And, you know, in the middle of it, you know, I thought, hey, I'll put on some weight. I'll, you know, get something to eat. I'll rest, and then I'll go. And in the middle of it, it was so painful. It was so terribly painful that I chose to get clean. And, you know, that's one of the things where that pain is still so evident. You know, I still think about it, and I still feel it, and I remember it, and it definitely keeps me clean on the days that are the hardest. So, you know, the lie is dead. What are we to society? Like, who am I in my recovery? I remember sleeping for about 6 months. I was so tired, and I had been through so much, and, you know, so I slept. And then right around 6 months, you know, I immediately took a service position in my home group, and so I, you know, and I shared the same home group as my sponsor, so she saw me every week, at least once a week. And so the first time I really kind of popped my head up in recovery, 6 months clean, I wanted service position in my home group. That's wanting a little bit more from my life than going to sleep and going to meetings. And then right around a year clean, I remember, you know, I was a pretty awful person to society. You know, I picked and chose what I wanted to do. I took everyone's life into my hands when I was driving under the influence, which I did a lot. I ended up places with no idea how I got there. I, you know, stole from jobs. You know, I did really bad things out there. So for me, at a year clean, it was like, okay, I want to do something. I want to do something in my life, in society. So after talking to my sponsor, we decided kind of indirect amends to society. So I began volunteering at a nonprofit in the community that I lived in. So, you know, I did that, and that gave me more than anything. It gave me so much perspective in recovery and in life. You know, because what I did, and the people that I worked with, they had disadvantages, you know, from the outside looking in, but they had these views of the world that were just so enviable. And I just gained so much from it. I it's easy to say that the lie is dead, and but for me, my disease tells me that I'm not good enough, that, you know, I'm not smart enough, I'm not capable. You know, most recently, I left a relationship, I moved to an entirely new area, and I wanted to get a job right away. And I laugh at it, but my disease tells me that it can't count change, like in a retail job. You know, and that's really hard to live with. But, you know, the lion's dead for me is making the right decision all the time. I know that it's easier sometimes to make the wrong decision, that I have to deal with less, but in the end I have to deal with more. And that question really never crosses my mind really anymore the way it used to. You know, it was always like, okay, how do I shortcut this? How do I not show up? And, you know, now it's just always about what's the best. And in recovery, we get to see lots of different things. I watch doctors get their licenses back, nurses get their licenses back. I watch accountants and do service with them at Area Service. I watch people, and I was one of them, the derelicts, get jobs. We show up to life. We show up to society. We show up to recovery. And, you know, when we do that, we're proving the lie is dead. And I need to know that the lie is dead. I need to know that I'm a productive member of society, that I serve other people in recovery, that I show up for myself, because in the end, recovery is self-care, and that I go to meetings so that that voice that tells me that I'm not good enough and I'm not smart enough, you know, that tells me I should just stay home and I should isolate and I should, you know, not show up for anyone because it's a hassle, and, you know, that gets me in a corner, you know, that I barely get out of clean. I went there right around year two. You know, so that doesn't win. So that's not the main voice in my life. And today I came to the convention this morning, and I was with a relative newcomer, and we're just walking around, and she's like halfway through, she's like, oh my God, you know so many people. Like, I know so many people who didn't want to know me when I was using, like, and who went out of their way to, like, not know me and hide from me. And, you know, now, today I felt so much love. I felt all the love in the world, and, you know, we get to do that. We get to do that for 3 days. We get together and we love each other. And we show up and we dance, even though we can't dance. Like, and we get out of our comfort zones and stand in front of this room. It's huge. And speak. And I need to know. I need to know that I recover. I need to know that the lie is dead. That the voice in the back of my head, that's my disease, isn't real. So, that's all I got. Thanks for letting me share.